Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Your Place. Tonight our show is entitled Application of Our Calling. And remember, if you're listening for the first time, just press 1 to join in the conversation, and I'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. We want to thank all of you who take the time to listen each week. It blows the mind to see that we have had over 40,000 listens to this show. We acknowledge that to many of you who cannot listen live, but we do want to you to think that time is going to be a factor in being part of tonight's show. Man is limited by time, but God is not limited by anything. So we ask that when you listen to the archive of this show, that you take part just like you were listening live. I believe that you will be blessed whenever you take part. I'm sure that many of you, like myself, wonder what type of application Wild Bill has in mind. As you know by now, he loves to play with music on the show, and tonight is no exception. As always, we will open up the mic so that you can share your thoughts, scripture, a song, and or a testimony, or all of the above.
For in those days there will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation that God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not cut short the days, no human being would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, whom he chose, he shortened the days.
Thank you.
the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words.
Here is probably going to be closer to what we're going to hear. And if there was ever a time on this show that I wished that I was better at speaking, that I was better at finding the right words to say what's in my heart, tonight for sure is that night. Now, for those of you like, okay, you played that song sort of talking about the end of time and talking about the trumpet sounding, this is going to be an end time show. No, it's just not. You can relax. I know many people don't like talking about events and tying it into the end of time and things like that. It kind of bums people out, and that's not what this show is about. But on the other side of that, I ask you to do me a favor. Stop and think for a moment if that trumpet had been the trumpet blast that had just announced that the King of Kings, that the Lion of the Tribe of Judah was coming back for his bride, that had happened. Stop and think for a moment. Are you ready? And that's a personal thing between you and God. But as I want you to do that, that's not the total focus of where I'm going with this. Because the other part of that is stop and think about family that you have in your life. Your family. Stop and think about them. Loved ones. What if that had been the trumpet blast? Oh, Lord. What about the person who brings you your mail? What about your neighbors? What about the people you do business with? What about the teachers in the schools that teach your children? What if that had been it? And I'm not saying this about taking time to judge those people. I heard it said in Sunday school this morning, and this really, really hit me hard. It's to a lot of people, the only Jesus they've ever met is the Jesus that they see inside of you. And I thought, Lord, how many times have I been like a little toddler? It seems like I'm constantly falling down and bumping into things, and my knees and elbows are scuffed up, and many times I fall flat on my face. And my nose is all scuffed up, and my poor old head is all beat up and everything because of how many times I have personally fallen. And I thought, you know, we have certain things that we like looking at in God's Word. We like the promises of God. We like knowing that He paid the price. We like knowing about all the things He can do. We like to think of God as our ATM of blessings that never runs out. But when you stop and think about the reality and application of certain things in God's Word. And I shared this with Blog Talk Mom the other day, how easy it is to get into a rut to where you're faithful to go to church. Pastor says, clap your hands. Boy, you clap your hands. They may say, turn around and scream, boo, devil. And you turn around and you'll scream, boo, devil. They may say, reach over and shake your neighbor's hand or tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you. And you do all those things. And they say it's time for everyone to pray, and it's time for everyone to sing a song, and to do all the things that go along with what's expected in one sense of living for God. But if you're not careful, your relationship is with the church, with the pastor, with the song leader, with the person leading the testimony service. You really don't have that relationship with God. And I realized that many times in my life that I have fallen into that rut to where I'm not maintaining my relationship with God, even though I'm doing all the things in one sense that you would think you were supposed to do. But it's not the same. And we live in a time to where, and we talk all the time about, you know, we all realize we have process we have to go through. You've never arrived. You know, it's a work in progress, it seems like forever. And we know about the isms and sisms and these and thous and do's and don'ts and some things of God's Word. And we know that God is sovereign and He's the Almighty God. And we kind of fall back on that many times and we'll say, you know, well, if it's God's will, He'll do this. God's sovereign. I don't know why. Bless God, you know, we don't know. But He's God. We're not. Let God be God. And I thought, you know, how many times has that become a cop-out? Because there's certain things in God's Word where it says, if you do this, I'm going to do this. Not, I might do this, or if my mind is sort of leaned that way today, that's what I'm going to do. That's not the God I serve. That's not a God of honor and principle that established that it took blood when man first sinned in the Garden of Eden. That sacrifice had to take place. And then he didn't change the rules in midstream, but he became the perfect sacrifice to pay for my salvation. So why in the world would we turn around and want to take God's word that is so powerful? God's word is one of those things, you know, I could say to be or not to be, and you're all, no matter where you are or who you are, you're going to take that as to be or not to be. It's not real complicated. But in reading God's word, I have seen and been part of many times where there can be a group of people that every person, when that scripture is read and when a preacher preaches on it, they get a total different point that touches them in their heart and in their mind to their situation. That's the power of my God's word. It's not limited to any one direction or bend of his word to be exact as to what it is. It has power to go forth and change the lives and touch people where they live, from all the way back up for 2,000 years ago to where it is right now. That word has not lost one little bit of power. And with that said, I want to encourage each and every one of you listening to this show. I don't care if it's archived or those that are live, because I truly believe that in the application of what I feel in my heart to do tonight, that it's not going to make a difference. But I do want you to take part in what we're doing here. And what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you, and we're going to play a song that's going to play for about 7 or 8 minutes. I'd like for you to get a pencil and a piece of paper. And I want you to start making a list of things in your own life that you'd like to see changed. Maybe in the life of your family members. Maybe some of the things that you see going on in our government. Whatever it is that God has stirred in your heart to realize that you may be the introduction to Jesus that they see that makes them want to have more of him or an introduction to him in their life. When you stop and think about that, when you stop and think about if you do not put these people on your altar and apply God's word and God's power to their life, then who will? When you stop and think about the accountability of knowing that you could have done something to help those that maybe were less fortunate or weaker in their walk with God by reaching out in prayer for those people, because that's what we're going to do tonight. I want you to make this list, and then, and like I say, a song's about 7 or 8 minutes, so you got time, and then I'm going to lead us all in prayer. And you're not going to have to announce what it is. God's not limited. You know, it's funny. We're subject to time. We're subject to space. We're subject to the laws of gravity. We're subject to aging. We're subject to things that have to do with our body. We're subject to government. We're subject to all these things. But my God is not subject to any of these things. We're subject to the weather. God's not subject to the weather. All these things are subject to him. Woo! Yes. When you stop and think that we don't have any power within ourselves, when you stop and think that I can't even help myself, much less help somebody else, but through the application of God's word, through prayer, I can move mountains. And I don't know about you, and I hate to confess this, but how many times, and I've done this, this is the reason I'm saying this, how many times have you a situation in your life? Maybe it was an illness. Maybe it was something to finance. Maybe it was some sort of relationship. Maybe you just felt hopeless. And they had special prayer in church, and anyone that wanted to come forth could be anointed with oil and prayed for. And you go up there in obedience to God's word to subject yourself to be part of the process. But you don't go up there expecting anything. You don't look for something to change right then, right now. You don't have any faith. You don't have any spirit of expectation. You just sort of, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to do this. I'm submitting myself. And I was talking to Blog Talk Mom, and I think I was talking with Starla about this the other day. You know, a lot of things in God's Word are absolute, and we need to start applying those things as absolutes. But it's one of those things that is easy for us to interpret. Well, you know, he's sovereign. You know, he's God, not me. I can't do these things. But when you turn it around and you say, okay, I believe. And you look at the disciples. They were going along with Jesus. He was doing all these miracles. They were laying hands on people. They were being healed. They were able to cast out demons. And all of a sudden, one day, they come across this one, and they couldn't do it. They couldn't cast these demons out. And they come back to Jesus, and the first thing he did was he rebuked them for their lack of faith. We've all read this, right? But then he turns around and says, And then he comes and, like, he takes care of the situation and shows again the demons are subject to him. He said, this only comes out by prayer and fasting. And so you're like, well, why in the world did he slam them for their lack of faith if they had missed the formula of what needed to be done to cast out these demons? If this type of demon was a special type that had a little bit more power than the God that lived inside of them, then why in the world did he ridicule them and put them down for their lack of faith? The reason is, if you look at it and you put it together, is that it wasn't their power and it wasn't their might. But many times we can get in that same rhetoric out of habit while I'm talking about where I'm praying for things that's going to happen and I'm casting out demons and, you know, I'm doing all these things. Me, 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 I am doing these things. Ooh, looky what I have done. And so we get out of this thing to where all of a sudden we got faith in our magic formula, where we sort of lose touch with our faith is to be in God. And it sounds like a play of words, but I'm hoping you hear where I'm coming from on this, because that's what I want us to apply tonight. I want us to go on these things and pray for these things in faith, believing. Not that I can say any kind of special prayer myself, not that there's any kind of recitation, not that I'm a mighty prayer warrior or anything like that, but God's put in his word, any two or three come together asking anything in his name, shall be done. Two or three, calling on the name of the Lord, praising God, he's in the midst. The prayer of faith can raise the sick. One can cast 1,000 demons to fight. Two can put 10,000 demons to flight. Not because these are two mighty people, it's because of the power of God and how it multiplies when he works through us. And that's why I ask for all of you who are taking part of this, that's after the fact, that's not live with the show, you take part of this because God is not limited by time to apply your numbers with our numbers. Our prayer may be 2 days before you ask to listen to this show, but you listening and you believing and you applying in faith and believing God can do these things, I know that there's going to be blessings in people's lives. I know we're going to see some changes. I'm looking for miracles in my family. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. I want to be more than I've ever been before. And I believe that many of you do the same. So, Starlo, if you would, just go ahead and play the song. And if you people would, please make your list.
Let's go. No. there's something that we all can do.
Together as one voice and one mind and one heart in faith, believing that God is going to move on all these situations. As I said before, I'm not a great person as far as being able to have the right words in prayer, but God knows my heart. He knows my mind, and He does the same for you. And so if you would just join with me in prayer right now. Lord, we come boldly before Your throne, and we thank You, Father, that You've given us this opportunity. Lord, that You've blessed us, Lord, to be able to come direct to You, Lord, with our needs. Father, the first thing I want to do is acknowledge that I'm not where I need to be in my life. Lord, that there are things that still trip me up sometimes. Lord, I still have weaknesses in areas in my life that I know are not pleasing to You. And Lord, I pray that You forgive me for any sin that's there. That, Father, You lift me up higher than what I've ever been before. That, Lord, that You let me be salt. And You let me be that light to a lost and dying world. But Lord, not just that, but for my family. Lord, let them see leadership in me that's not been there before. Lord, for I failed as being a parent. Lord, for how I failed as being a husband. Lord, I know that You are a God who redeems. And I pray, Lord, in faith believing that You're going to redeem the things in my life where I've made mistakes. Lord, not for me, Lord, but for Your glory. Lord, in Jesus' name, we agree, Lord, in faith believing, Lord, that the spiritual warfare that we are in, Lord, that You're going to bind these spirits that are coming against us. Lord, in Jesus' name, we rebuke Satan. Get thee hence away from me, Satan, for I have authority through You through the power of Jesus Christ. For my family, where You've come against them and You may have blinded them. No, You may have sold them a bill of goods on things that are leading them to the path of destruction. This night, I claim them, Lord, in Your name, Jesus. Lord, I claim them for the kingdom. Lord, that You're going to go forth in their life. For where there's hurt, You're going to put peace. Where there needs to be healing, Lord, You're going to put healing. You're going to redeem the things in my life that I did wrong in their life, Lord. Lord, for the curse that I may have put on them, Lord, in their generation. Lord, I believe right now in faith through the power of Jesus that this curse is going to be broken. Lord, that You're going to set them free. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Father, for our church, for our cities where I want there to be a revival. Lord, we're praying that Your spirit and power goes forth and it stirs people as they've never been stirred before, and it draws people as it's never been drawing them before to lead them to You. But more than that, Father, let this revival start with me. Oh, Father, let this revival start in my home, in my life. Oh, I thank You, Lord. For I know that right now Your power is going forth, that You're sending Your angels out to put hedge of protection around our children and our loved ones. Lord, for those that are in false doctrine, who have come across this message has been growing for the last 30 years. Lord, to where it all just doesn't matter. Let us realize that you are the Almighty God. And you made it clear, Lord, that all must come through you, that there's only one way, and it's through your will and your way, and the salvation and the price that you paid for their salvation. Oh, Lord, we submit ourselves this night in one voice, in one mind, with one heart, in faith believing. Lord, for my brothers and sisters that I don't know what's on their list, I agree with them in the name of Jesus that your power is going forth. Lord, that you're changing the things in their life that they want changed. Lord, for those that they have a heart, Lord, that they want to see salvation and change come into these lives, I agree with them through the power and the name of Jesus. Oh, that your power is going to go forth. Oh, Father, let your glory fill this temple. We praise you, Lord. Oh, I feel your presence in such a mighty way right now. Lord, I know we are shaking the gates of hell. And, Lord, we're claiming lost loved ones. Lord, for neighbors. Lord, for those that we work with. Let us be that light as we've never been before. Oh, Father, I pray. Lord, that you give me strength to be more. Lord, that you lift me up higher, not as far as self-recognition, but, Lord, to a higher level within you, to a higher consecration, Lord. Oh, to a deeper walk, to where I have more of your power in my life, where I'm in your presence more than I've ever been before. Lord, I thank you for my job, and, Lord, I submit it to you. I thank you for my income. But, Lord, I submit all that to you. I thank you, Lord, for the things that you've given me, but I submit it all to you this night, Lord. Oh, for within myself I can do nothing. But, Lord, through you we can bring down strongholds. Oh, Father, I pray that you go forth this night, that you bless this show, that you bless the people that are listening. Lord, that you let a little special anointing go forth this night into their life. And Father, we ask all these things in your name, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone say with me, Jesus. Oh, say it again, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, that name given among men where we must be saved. Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus, the one who said to cry out to him, to seek, to knock, to ask. He said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened. Lord, we're coming before you, Lord, with all of our requests. Lord, we are believing there's going to be change in all these lives. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, you're worthy of all praise. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for your presence. Oh, that I feel flowing in this room right now. Father, I pray that your presence goes forth and it touches all those that are listening to this show this night. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're worthy, Lord, of all my praise. Oh, Father, you've never failed me not one time in my life. Oh, I've fallen and failed you so many times, and I thank you for your mercy. Oh, I thank you for your grace and your love. Oh, that you never left me destitute, Lord, where I deserve to be. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for the inheritance that you've given us, the promise that we have. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
For hope, Lord, that you
thank
give
you, Lord, for your presence,
thank you for
Lord.
Faith,
oh, I feel you, Lord, moving in my life. I thank you, Lord, for the burden that you're giving me for the lost. Oh, give me more love, Lord, for my fellow man. Lord, let us start going forth and applying your word instead of arguing and looking at the precepts of your word. Oh, let us apply it now as never before. Oh, I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For those of you that may not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can this night just cry out to him. It doesn't have to be a pretty prayer. I've proven that. Just speak from your heart. Just cry out to God. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Oh, hallelujah. And for those of you that have prayers that you're going for others, I ask you to have faith. I want you to testify to others of what you've done this night. I want you to acknowledge that God is moving on these situations. I want you to speak faith on these things. Speak faith. These things are going to happen. We're going to see miracles take place. We're going to see lives changed. I'm going to see my life changed. I'm going to see my family's life changed. I believe that there's going to be a revival in my church that's never been there before. I'm speaking it in faith. I can see it with my eyes, even though it's not happening right now. I can see a grand revival sweeping across our nation to where people are going to come back and are going to realize the bill of goods that Satan is selling them. And I'm speaking this in faith. And I want you to speak it with me. There's power in unity, just like there's power in praise. There's power in prayer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Starla, I'm going to go ahead and turn this back to you, and just whatever you feel to share and what anybody else has. And I just speak these things in faith, believing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, oh, Lord, I thank you for your presence. Oh, Lord, I pray that everyone feels, Lord, what I'm feeling right now. Oh, this drawing, Lord, for your people to stand upon your word, Lord, to do the things that we're called to do. Oh, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I thank you for drawing me closer, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you for your presence, Lord. I thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. So, Starla, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful presence of the Lord, and how simple it is to just open your heart and express to him, like a child would to its parent, that when you reach out, you know he's going to be there. That's faith. You believe he's going to do what he said. That's faith. And he's so good, and he's so merciful. And all of us, I don't believe there's anyone that approaches God that feels like, oh boy, I'm really something great, Lord, look at me. But there's a combination of feeling, of being aware of where we are and that we need to move forward. And then there is that force that's called the accuser of the brethren that comes to us and tries to trip us up. But it's all about Jesus. It's all about his love, his power, his word, his promises. It's all about him. It's all about him, the greatest love that a man or a woman could ever know, and to be a part of forgiveness where we can forgive ourselves and we can forgive others and really let it go. Most of all anxiety and mental illness is because we can't let something go. We just can't let it go. But let it go and let God have his way tonight. During this time of year, there's so many different feelings that get into families and a lot of sorrow and sadness. But he is the gift, Jesus Christ, the gift to the world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Andelelocordia. So many times we limit who Jesus is by our own religion, our own viewpoint, our own description. But he is all that we need. The creator of the world that spoke this world into existence can speak peace into the heart of everyone that reaches up and calls upon him. Look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. Oh, that the world, all through every part of the world at this moment, would just praise him and thank him for all that he has done. Praise and honor to you, Almighty God. Let our faith be encouraged and strengthened. Let us be aware that spending time in your word above all else will renew us and tune us in to what is true and what is right. And now we ask that everyone that's listening at this point, we bind the supernatural that is not of God, and we cast it to the pit from whence it came, and we loose the pure, Holy Spirit of Almighty God that flows through Jesus Christ, the only vessel that was ever worthy. Let it flow. We bind the enemy and we loose all of those that are reaching out. We loose them from the powers of darkness. In Jesus' name, give us ears, O God, to hear truth. Eyes to behold only that which is of you, and a heart to receive. Have your way, O God. Have your way. Oh, God, this has not been rhetorical. It is just a childlike prayer to the Almighty God, the Father. Have your way, O God, in the hearts and lives of men and women. Have your way in my heart, in my life. And do, Lord, redeem our lives from destruction, from the pitiful things that we have done. Redeem it, O God. Hello, water, handilia, satiana, la bokuya. Buy it back, purchase it, Lord, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Flow through us, O God, as you desire, according to your will. I love you, God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. I praise you, O God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. I want to live the way you want me to live. I want to give until there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I could never, ever outlove, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Mr. Starla? Wanted you to say something. I do thank you, Brother Bill, Wild Bill, for this program. I really, really needed it, and I didn't even know it. Not that I didn't know that I needed to pray. But there's great power in writing down something and focusing on that that you really desire God to do, and then specifically ask Him, and then apply the Word of God to it, the covenant, the contract. You know, sometimes we go, we want to get something done on our car, and they have to go to the warranty and the contract, and we've got it. We've got it in the Word of God. He said, ask, and you shall receive. As Wild Bill said, we have those promises. One of the things that I would like to share is in the Jewish prayer shawl that they wear, there is the, I think they call it the tallit. At the end of the shawl are these tzitzit. I think it's these little cords that you see that they're braided. And when the lady in the, that's recorded in the Bible, this had suffered many, many things by many physicians and yet grew worse. And she had an issue of blood which made her unclean. It made her by every law an unclean person. She had no right ever to touch anyone or to be touched. She was unclean. And she had faith that if she would just touch the hem of his garment, that was the this area that was the promises of God. All of these laws that were were recorded that God had given the Jewish people, but she passed by all of the things that she was not and all the bad things that she was and all of that, and her faith touched Jesus Christ, and he said, who touched me? And he was surrounded by people. Even the disciples were really confused because people were touching him all over, but he said, who touched me? Because he knew someone had reached out past all of their weaknesses and all of the impossible things that was against her, and she touched him in faith, and she was healed. Now I want to reach out, and I want everyone that's listening to reach out. No matter what you've done or no matter what the enemy would try to pull against you, no matter what your experiences, know that when you touch him, you will be made whole. Not maybe, but you will be. And it seems to me like in the Word of God, he specializes. God specializes in those that are totally cast out. I know he did in my life. He hasn't stopped. He is a loving, merciful, merciful God. Oh, I thank you, God. I praise you, Lord. We need you, God. Our country needs you. Our soldiers need you. Our families and our children and our churches, we need you, God. We have become distracted and sidetracked. Forgive us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. This is definitely an impromptu program, and nothing has been planned.
God is good.
He is very good.
We have Wild Bill with us, and he's wanting to speak to us. Wild Bill?
Thank you so much for taking time to be part of this. It seems like we live in a time where we think we have so much to say, and we think we have so much to contribute, and we think that it's so important that we're heard. but I just really felt the need to just get back to the basics, to just grab hold of the horns of the altar, and for people just to listen to what God has in their life. You know, he does speak to us. It may not be an audible voice, and we may not always like what he has to say, but he will speak to us, and he will draw us. And, but it takes that submission of will and submission of self. And you're so right. Satan so wants to take all my mistakes and all the errors of my life and all my weaknesses and tell me that I'm not worthy to go before God. And he's right. But God, in his authority, said that I could come and I could talk to him and he would listen and he cares and he loved me and he took my sin. All I have to do is accept it. It's a free gift that's given in love. And it's just, we make things so complicated, just wanting to go into all the arguments of rhetoric of what if this and what if that. And we get to where we take God completely out of the process, and then we wonder why people don't see something in us to make them want more. Because our weaknesses are always going to shine, and the devil's always going to be an accuser. He's going to be telling our brothers and sisters and the people we witness to. All those things are going to be highlighted. But it's through my weaknesses that I realize just how perfect the work is that God does in my life. That even though with all my imperfections and all my mistakes, and Carla can tell you, my children can tell you, boy, you want to look at someone who makes mistakes, I'm that person. But he promised not to leave me there. He said he'd redeem those things. And so we get this apologetic nature, sort of like when they came out of Egypt. We sometimes get into that slave mentality, but we're children of the King. He said we could be grafted in. We're as sons and daughters. We're joint heirs. And when you really get to thinking about the positive things and the power that he's given us, there's no reason that everyone that listens to this show and put those things down should not be testifying tomorrow. And it may be part of the process. I was telling Starla, when you go in into another country, when you read about the explorers, when they came in and put up their flag and they claimed the place, it didn't stop right there. They put an army there. They built a fort. They was there to do whatever was needed to bombard the enemy to take what they claimed is theirs. And we need to start doing that. It's time to quit this slave mentality and our head down and like, woe is me, and I'm not good enough for this, and yeah, devil, you're right, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And you know what they say, can't do anything. It's that faith, having that vision to believe that God not just can, not just that he wants to, but that God will move on our behalf. And I thank you so much, Blog Talk Mom, for what you added there, and Starla for doing all this, and I just pray that everyone that heard this show, that you had a heart of prayer tonight. And if not, that you ask God to give you one. Because I can tell you a little secret. I asked God to give me a burden for the lost because I realized I didn't have it. I've never cried so much in my life is what I've been crying. It was just unreal. God will give you what you need if you just submit yourself and let him do it. So thank you so much, you know, all of you that make this show what it is. And just when you realize of all the number that listen to this, if we could all just agree to do the things we're supposed to do instead of taking so much time to argue about the things we disagree about, just think what we can accomplish. So, Charlotte, Mama, turn it back to you guys.
I appreciate that, this is Darla, and that song, I Can Pray, by the Dove Brothers, is my favorite song that I think I've ever heard in my life, because that's something we can all do. I think it's almost amusing when they say we can't pray in school. You know, as long as there's math tests, there'll be prayer. But maybe I know what they're talking about. But we can pray. There's great power, because that links us, that's the nerve that moves the power. power of Almighty God, and God can do anything but fail. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. And the Bible talks about falling down, righteous man, I think, 7 times, but he gets up. We have to get up. And I was talking with someone earlier today, and we were talking about how we really want to live for God with all of our heart, and then we just fall flat on our face sometime and do something that we're just really embarrassed and ashamed of. And immediately I thought, well, you know, sometimes we get sort of self-righteous maybe, or a little judgmental, and then the Lord lets us go through something, and let not to be mean to us, but to reveal to us areas that we need to seek Him more diligently. And to the biggest, I think, temptation of the world right now is staying so busy that we don't have time to really spend quality time with God. Sister Kaiser was here for a period of time, and we sat and we read, I think, Matthew, maybe 20 chapters together, and the Spirit of God began to move in a beautiful way. Just reading the Word of God, just staying in His Word and going through the miracles, and it was just so inspiring. And I recommend that to anybody that would be listening to go to the Word of God in a deeper measure than you have ever before, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Sister Starla.
Well, great advice. God is a mighty God, and the word is His letter to us. He's speaking to us, and it gives us power. Well, I guess does anybody have anything that they want to add or share? Blog Talk Mom, did you have anything else?
I would love for somebody to raise their hand and that lives in Mountain Home, Arkansas, and but we won't push that. I don't know what that's like, but I do appreciate stuff.
Well, the hand went up.
All right.
Raise that child. And when they're old, they'll raise their hand in the queue. Well, that was certainly an unusual show, but I love hearing y'all pray, so I enjoyed it. I put Jonathan on my list.
Okay. Jonathan has a YouTube, and it took me, with my limited amount of ability to get signed into something, I did put something about it on there to thank him for putting his song on there.
Is it good?
It's good, yeah. I mean, he's my grandson, so it's probably the best thing on YouTube. but I want us all to be together. For some reason, I miss the family, the thought of not being together this year for somehow or other. But we're here. This is good. I was thinking about that when you and Wild Bill and Sister Starla, and here we are. We are here, right?
The gang's all here.
That's right. And I can't eat anything that I used to love to cook anyway, so. And
I think it's all for me. I think people should be sending me care packages from all over the world.
That'd be
especially
good,
for me. And I'd have a list of things that should be in that care package.
Now we know what was on Jorbell's list.
I thought of it. I should have put that on my list. I didn't think of it.
I'm praying that I can talk to you without getting on your nerves.
Well, it's not easy to do.
I'm just like you. You got it from me, a gookie dare, all that. But, I mean, people can just, I don't know what it is. It's just that we're on a different wavelength, I guess, right? Aren't we glad that God...
We're out this year, so nobody should be mad at me during this year. I know that I've always been a little spiky, but I am ridiculously spiky. I did give myself a year, so.
I think you're wonderful.
I may give myself another year when that's over. I don't know exactly how much solitude it's going to take for me to become socially acceptable again. I think I'm going the wrong direction.
You could be a hermit, huh? You could join the Essenes. I think they were the ones that pulled aside and.
Oh, yes. Like, there's some societies where they've got, like, what some people did with contemplate. Oh, I would be so happy if I would be in a society where it was valued for me to contemplate. I would contemplate all the time.
Heard it said, well, for one thing, after you've been in the presence of God, anybody's attitude is annoying. I mean, you can't, you know, go, it's just, we're human. But I do think, too, in solitude, we don't have to filter a lot of different things. And then when you go back around, I missed church because of a little illness. And it's hard to re-enter.
Right.
So, you know, I know what you mean.
You know, to get. I think it's all important. But I feel like I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right now, and I can't believe we're discussing it on the tail end of the radio show.
To all of you that are listening, my prayer was answered because my daughter put her hand up. So there.
Well, that is gratitude, if that was enough to make you happy.
That's right. It did. It does.
You better wrap us up, Starla. We'll talk all night.
Well, Blog Talk Mom, I think we ought to end this in prayer. What do you think?
That's a great, of course, we have been praying for sure, and prayer is that I don't think anything could please God any more than talking to Him and leading other people in that idea of talking to Him, having communication, opening that communication up. And you would think that people would automatically do that, but even the disciples went to Jesus and said, teach us how to pray. And that was not his prayer, but that was an example as he taught them to go to God, understanding that he is the source of all things. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be the name. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, in the name of Jesus Christ. He told us to not be led into temptation. We can pray that. We can ask God to deliver us from the evil. And he put in there the power of forgiveness, because if I don't forgive, I can't be forgiven. And who he is to reign forever and ever. So let's all join together. Lord, we do come to you with that example in mind that you have given us, that you are the source of all things. And we all need different things. You created us different, unique. We are individuals. Lord, that you would grant us favor with each other, that we would love each other, that we could reach beyond the hurt, disappointment, preconceived ideas. Lord, that you would not lead us into that temptation that would be against us, but deliver us from that evil that has attacked and oppressed us. And protect us, Lord, as we step out, as Peter did upon the water. Don't let us look to the right or the left, but let us only see your love and your power, that we may stay afloat and do the things that you have called us to do in ministry and in relationship. For you are great and greatly to be praised. In Jesus' name, Lord, redeem this program for your glory, and we give you all praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
We have Wild Bill again. Are you there, Wild Bill?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you again, Blog Talk Mom, for what you contribute to the show. And then for those of you that don't know this, if it wasn't for Joy Bell, this place, your place, wouldn't even exist. So I always have to give her special thanks for that. But I wonder what I wanted to ask. What did anybody feel or think when they were hearing that horn? For one thing, I was blown away that they could take a horn that was made from a ram's horn they don't have any buttons, any slides, or anything on it, and they can make that noise. But there's always been something. I'm sort of like Mom, when you hear certain things that have to do with the Jewish people. There was a church in Dallas, Texas, I used to hear on the radio when I'd go through there, where they sing scripture, New Testament scripture, in Hebrew. And it's just, I don't know, there's something about that. It just, I don't know if it touches God in a special way, but it sure seems to make it easy to get on the right wavelength with the things of God when you're hearing things like that. But I don't know why, but that just stirred me so much when I heard that horn and realized as to what it was according to the Jewish people. But Blog Talk Mom, did you have, am I even pronouncing it right?
The shofar, I probably am not saying that absolutely correct, but it was the sound that they used for everything. If it was for battle, it would make a certain sound. If it was for them together at the door of the tabernacle, it was a certain sound. Like the song, the old song, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair. There is definitely a connection. That sound, it almost has, it's melodious, but it has, well, when we did it the first time at our church for our conference, this one young woman said, "Ooh, that's spooky." I thought that wasn't really the response I wanted, but it does have a very ominous, deep profoundness to it. And I think that's what we need. Our soul, sometimes our soul needs healing. I wasn't there Sunday night, but the minister preached about our soul being healed, or our spirit being healed. And we understand, you know, if we get sick, we reach out quickly, "Lord, heal me," and, you know, let's get prayer and whatever. But our soul, it gets damaged. It's influence by the media and by so many different things. I'm very, at this point, I want to put that top on my list. I want people to be delivered from the media. And I'm talking about the church. We're influenced much too much by that type of influence, I think. But that, I'm 72, I'm an old lady, so whatever. It's just get young. But I really enjoyed this. It was very thoughtful, and I love, and I do appreciate your bells. This would not have at all come into being without her influence, her encouragement, the foundational things that she did. And she has been in my book, The Woolly Worm. Never happened if it hadn't been for her. And Sister Starla, we appreciate you for just putting up with all of us, and you do a wonderful job.
And I contribute because I was a stupid one that got hung up in the tree.
Oh, yes. You're cute. That's all I can say. I love to hear you praying like that. That builds my faith tremendously.
And I want to encourage everyone, don't let this be something you did as an exercise today. Keep that list. And mark those things off. Claim them. Believe it. You know, set up your fort there. Bombard heaven and bombard hell. We have the power to do that. And it's time that we take, you know, we don't have to be on the defense all the time. You know, we can go out there and run over a few demons and, you know, find them and send them away and, you know, and not listen to what they have to say. It's time that we just, I don't know if there ever was a time, I keep saying this time, but, and it may just be because I'm getting older, but you look at all the things that's happening around the world, and, you know, whatever you want to talk about, whether it's end time or not, when is it going to be time for the church to do that? You know, to quit worrying about, you know, I know sometimes I think it's easy to pray for the people that I like and agree with, but when you realize we're supposed to pray and have love for everyone, you know, I confess, I am so far short of what I need in that area. And I tell you right now, I'm testifying today that I believe that God is stirring my family. That people that's not been doing anything to live for God, that God is pulling at their heart. He's putting seed in their mind that's already been planted. Little buds are starting to come forth of his word. Woo! And I'm telling you right now, God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And I claim it and believe it in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. That is so good.
So we're thinking we're having longer and longer lapses of time in between there. But I do want to thank everyone for being part of this show. And I know this was a little bit different. And I pray that everyone, you know, got what they wanted from God on this and that everyone took part. And for those of you that didn't, you can go to the archives. You can download this later. You can make your list. And you can join our prayers together. And I don't think time is a factor in this. And know that we love each and every one of you. We hope we didn't offend anyone. And we'll be back next Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, Lord willing. God bless each and every one of you.
Bye-bye.